Isolate the melody. A composition consists of several elements: melody, rhythm, harmony, form, etc. The element to which people usually respond most readily is melody. Pick the main melody of a composition and follow it through whatever adventures may befall it and you. Also, try to recognize the rhythm, to feel it as if you were involved in its movement. Choose at first music which tells a story. Much music does not, but some suggests at least a mood or a setting. Debussy's Prelude to the Afternoon of a Faun, Mendelssohn's Overture to a Midsummer Night's Dream, Tchaikovsky's Romeo and Juliet, Brahms' Academic Festival Overture, Smetana's The Moldau, Respighi's The Pines of Rome. The very titles are a help. Choose romantic music. Of course, it's foolhardy to predict what sort of music you will like, yet I believe that the heaven-storming works, exuberantly dramatic and richly orchestrated, produced by the great 19th-century composers, will somehow make the more immediate appeal. A wealth of music lies here: Beethoven, Tchaikovsky, Verdi, Wagner, Schubert, Chopin, Berlioz, Puccini, and continuing to such 20th-century romantic composers as Richard Strauss, Mahler, and Rachmaninoff. You will, I feel, find this music at first more accessible than Mozart or Haydn or Handel or Bach or Scarlatti, which you may treasure later. Live up to your convictions. Great music is simply music which has come to be enjoyed both by critics and by listeners. I am dubious about a composition which appeals largely to the professional ear. So be honest with yourself. If you don't like a great work, then it is not great for you. Not now, perhaps tomorrow.